Be
Hey man, this is Tommy Chung, and you're listening and watching Harris is Drinking Again. Sounds like a kettle movie.
What's cracking, y'all? It's Lil Kelpie from the 1503, aka Kelpie the P, aka call me whatever you want, just don't call me broke. And I'm fucking with the Harris is Drinking Again podcast, one of the first podcasts or platforms to put me on. Y'all better stay following them, watching them. Stay tuned for more shit. Big things happening in the future.
Harry's drinking again!
Yo, 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 yo. Back up in the building. Another edition of the
Harry's Drinking Again
podcast. I'm your host, Harry Too Scary. Back up in effect for the 28th week in a row for another edition, man. Thursday night rants. We all up in the building. I got my boy Ray in the building ready to go. Melon Link working. Didn't even have to re-click. He's going to come on in just like 5 minutes. I also wanted to recap my road trip this week and did some video work for SA Habit of the Silver State family. I'm not going to be in charge of the actual editing of the video, but my services were rendered as a video guy. Went out there, flew the drone.
Call it a little shh.
It's a nice show. Real quick, unofficially is sponsored by Hornitos Plata Tequila. I didn't drink that much this week. You know, low key, every time I touch down in Nevada at the gas station, I always got to get the little shooters. That's my ritual. As soon as I go over state lines, first gas station I hit, I get the little shooter, knock it back right there at the pump. And I have Bailey's and coffee every morning at the casino or whatever hotel establishment I'm staying at. Let's get this show started here. My co-host, Ray G. Here we go.
What it do?
Right. Hey, what up? Shout out to our boy from Sweden.
Shout out, man.
But it's all over, you know, social media, on YouTube, on our channel of Harrison Drinking is Drinking Again. You know, 1 hour, 41 minutes, and 16 seconds. That's where it starts, the ranting of this transgender that chimed into our show. And yeah, and our boy Source Jedi was there the whole time. I actually found myself just cracking up, like just laughing. I was like, wow. Freaking, this is hilarious and shit, you know? And I'm going, wow.
Yeah.
So I couldn't stop laughing, man. Even before that hour, 41 minutes and 16 seconds, even beginning of the show and all that, it just got a little interesting and whatnot. It just got really fun after that. I'm like, yes, I'm alive.
We weren't even touching. We were attacked. We were the victim.
We were straight up trolled. I mean, I wasn't expecting that.
But I would love to be that sort of victim every week. I would love it, man. Because man, that shit will grow. That's the type of shit that will go viral eventually, man.
You know, but that's the first time I've ever had a gay person like hit up on me. And stuff. You know, in business, we were able to pass. If you were to say slice up our mission for the whole year meaning the fiscal year, and then within those years, you know, every 3 months is a quarter, first quarter, second quarter, you know, now we're going to our third quarter. And you know, I must tell our viewers, man, our subscription base actually doubled, you know, and that may not be a lot to a lot of people, but the way we're going with this, it's like, hey man, we're scaling. Intentionally do it this slow because we want to learn the pattern, right? For the first year, you know, you got to take the sacrifice. The true scale of your business is after 5 years.
Wow. I've always been the kind of guy, like, I don't know, I really don't care about, without sounding so pessimistic, like, I'm a kind of guy that needs to find shit to look forward to. You know what I mean? So this podcast, a project, whether it's a music project, collaborating with somebody like SA Habit asking me, hey, bro, I need your assistance, you know, making me feel like I'm worth something, you know, oh yeah, man, I'll shoot out there and I'll help you. You know what I mean? Like I have to be around things like that to, you know, to feel you know, that's my, how I don't get depressed. You know what I mean? That's like my, how I don't off myself every day. I always got this like thing. I still have a burning desire of some sorts, even though a lot of times it's not defined and everything. So
yeah, yeah, no, I feel the same way too. And that's totally healthy, man. That's totally healthy. That's totally healthy, man. That's,
and then if I don't have nothing, I mean, just truly being in my kids' presence makes me like happy. Like there's a little bit of peace that I get just like today. We're driving down the road, he's sleeping, just looking over at him every, you know, every few minutes, or you know, just like it just brings me like a little peace, and like I just keep on going, like fuck yeah, this was a badass trip. Fuck yeah.
That is, you know what, that feeling right there, that's a true definition of love, man. Seriously, you know what, as a man, you know what, cherish your selfish time, because the thing is that, you know what, you need that, because some guys out there, the minute they start getting in-house coochie, whether they're not married or not, they start letting themselves go, starting to get fat and ugly. I'm like, because they got in-house coochie, and then next thing you know, both of you start gaining weight, getting all ugly and shit. Like, you'd be amazed how many guys, the minute they start getting that in-house coochie, man, they started like letting themselves go, freaking getting all fucking.
I get it. It's cool. It's cool. But I don't need that. I like me actually, more. I like to
actually,
like,
you know what?
Wake up and just my own truly domain. I don't worry about other people's energy a lot in my shit.
There's a lot. I hate to say it, man. I'm going to say this abruptly, man. They got mama syndrome, man. Like, there's some guys out there that are like, marry a woman because, or be with a woman because it's kind of like their mother. And next thing you know, she's going to be checking your phone.
I hope it sounds chauvinistic. I don't care. If I just had a maid, and yes, I'll still hire a, I don't need to, but you know, just a maid, a woman, pleasant to look at around the house. Maybe I, you know, tip her a few extra dollars, you know, wear a little thong or something, you know what I mean? Slut herself out. I'm being fucking comedic. And then
if you have somebody like that, right? And you're paying them, would you wanna like put it in the contract to where, you know, once in a while, you know, maybe jack me off or tickle my nuts or
Nah, because I got so many others to do that. Why are you gonna mix business? That's how motherfuckers get caught up in lawsuits and shit. Bitch, okay. You need to clean my mother. I'll take an old woman. Actually, I'd probably have one of the homies' grandmothers or something.
Oh, you know what? I was thinking about that, dude. No, I don't want nobody attractive, man. I want somebody that can.
I'm saying, if I can, no. Man, half the time, dick's hard as shit, but I'm actually bored.
You have reached a level of fucking to where it's like, you got it done. You got it like that. You understand every aspect of sex. And then, you know, you get older, that shit starts to simmer down, and thank God for that. Like, I'm glad, because I'm not always looking for something, you know, and my dad was right. He basically said, you know what, after you've had that experience several times, man, no matter who you're with, man, they're all pretty much the same. I tell my wife, you know, whenever we're having discussion, man, you're being an asshole. You know, this is not you. This is a side of you that you shouldn't, because this is not you. You know, whether that's kind of like becoming like her mother or something like that, or there's a trait there that she's starting to become. Like, a lot of us have anger issues. Like, a lot of us are angry. Angry because, you know, you're not getting paid well. Angry because your car is broken. Angry because, you know, like, everybody has this, but you don't have that. I mean, I get it.
And I was traveling all over, man. I left Harris's Drinking Again business cards. I'm talking about in a porta potty, all over the casinos. I even put them in the little at the gas pump in the ATM slot. I put the little card in there. So you gotta pull it out though if you're gonna pay with your debit. Someone's like I told you, like, at least someone gonna pull it out. Like, well, fuck Harris's Drink. Fuck that stupid shit. I'm just trying to pay for gas. But it's like, you said like you know. Or maybe it made you so mad because some guy, why the fuck was this goddamn, what the hell? That shit. You know, I don't know. Well, he throw it on the ground, and the next person come, and he just like, pumping gas, looks down. You know, you never know. I don't
never know, man.
I don't think any I'd be a marketing monster or whatever, like, because I'm one of those guys that even with my video shit, bro, like there's no footage that is like a bad, there's no, I get there's bad shots, but to me there really is no bad shots. Like everything could be salvaged or into something. I, you know, like I say, I'm about making lemonade out of some lemons, man. A little bit of water, maybe some sugar, even if you ain't got no sugar.
Yeah.
Harry's drinking again.
Harris is drinking, and yes, I'm